ಸ್ವರ್ಗನಾಥ ಸರ್ವಸಾಂಪ್ರಭು ಕೇ प्रेम से को श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर चौधरी गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपा गोपी गोविनाचाम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोवदान की वृंदावन धाम की मथुर धाम की मायपुरवृंद धाम की जगनपुरी धाम की तुलसी महारानी भक्ति देवी की गंगा यमुना देवी की हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की श्री श्री गौनिताय की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की गौर प्रेम नंदे हरि हरि बोल समवेत भक्त वृंद की ओ ग्लोरी स्टडी असल बोलतीस ओ ग्लोरी स्टडी असल बोलतीस ओ ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गुरु का ओ ग्लोरी टू श्री प्रभुपाद ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नाष्टप्रयेषवतेषु नित्यं भगवत्सेवया भगवदीयोत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी एते चमसा कलापुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवन् स्वयम् इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं हृदयान्ते युगे युगे नाम सङ्केतनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशं प्रामुदुःखशमनस्तं नमामि हरिं परम् सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम् 10th कैंटो 36th chapter, text number 18 and 19. So I will read text number 18, the Sanskrit and translation, then together we'll chant text number 19. Nishyamya tat pujapati kopa prachalitendriya nishatam asimadata vasudeva jigamsayam. Translation. Upon hearing this, the master of the Bhojas became furious and lost control of his senses. He picked up a sharp sword to kill Vasudev. Text number 19. Nivadito naradena tatsutam rityum atmanaha Gyatva lokamayai pashair babandha sabaryaya nivadito naradena tatsutam rityumatmanaha Gyatva lokamayai pashair Babanda sahabaryaya Nivarito naradena Tatsutam rityumatmanaha Gyatva lohamayai pashair Babanda sahabaryaya Nivarito naradena tatsutam rityumatmanaha gyatva lohamayai pashair Vabanda Sahabariya. Nirvarito Naradena. Tachutau Mityumatmanaha. Gyatva Doha Mayai Pashai. Babanda Sahabariya. Nivarito Naradena. Nivarita, checked. Naradena, by Narad. Tatsutau, his two sons. Mrityom, death. Atmana, his own. Gyatva, understanding. Lohamayai, made of iron, Pashai, with shackles, Babandha, he bound up, Vasudev, Saha, together with Bharyaya, his wife. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. But Narad restrained Kamsa by reminding him that it was the two sons of Vasudev who would cause his death. Kamsa then had Vasudev and his wife shackled in iron chains. Purport. Kamsa realized that there was no use in killing Vasudev since it was Vasudev's sons, Krishna and Balaram, who were to kill him. According to the Acharyas, Narad also advised Kamsa that if he killed Vasudev, the two young boys might flee, and that it was therefore better not to kill him. Rather, Narada recommended Kamsa should bring Krishna and Balaram to Kamsa's capital city, Mathura. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti points out that Narad did not act inimical toward the great devotees Vasudeva and Devaki when he revealed this information to Kamsa. In fact, as explained in the 11th canto, Vasudeva was grateful to Narad because he was arranging for Kamsa's death at Krishna's hands. And further arranging for Krishna to come and live in Mathura, where his loving father could associate with him. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Salakya Chakshuranamaditam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sabadantigam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yotopada Kamalan Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sirupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savarutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Govika Ganta Radha Kanta Namastade Tatta Ganjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavane Shari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyae Vacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Jadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Ramo So this chapter, the slaying of Aristasura, the bull demon, is being described at the same time as the Acharyas have explained. The same evening after he was killed, then ultimately by the divine will of Krishna himself, Radhakund and Shyamakund were manifested. Well, Radha Krishna actually performed their pastimes at noontime, every day after that. And Krishna is in Kishore, Kishoriyavastha, Radharani. Then they meet every day at Radhakund and perform their pastimes. So here, Narad had told Kamsa that in the previous verses 17 and 18, that Yashoda's child was actually a daughter and Krishna is the son of Devaki and Vasudev. And of course, Ram is the son of Rohini. And that Vasudeva had entrusted Krishna Balaram to Nanda Maharaj. And that these two boys, of course, especially Krishna, the eighth child, as the prophecy was there at the time of the marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki. And Kansa, the brother-in-law of Vasudeva, actually he was the cousin brother of Devaki. So he was trying to do a favor to Vasudeva and Devaki, and he was the chariot driver. And then a voice came from the sky, divine voice declaring that the eighth child, and addressing Kamsa as a fool, that the eighth child that will of Vasudeva and Devaki will kill you. Then he immediately became very much anxious and angry, and then he was ready to kill Devaki, his cousin sister. He took out his sword, just like here also. He became angry as when he heard that Narada speaking to Kamsa. So the demoniac person is very quickly becoming angry. He's overcome by anger. Whereas the devotees, they're controlling. Or the devotees, they have to control their anger. We have to control the mind and the senses. And especially the mind has to be controlled, and we have to give instructions to the mind also. Sometimes if the mind is not listening, Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mada, Matsarya, the enemies of the jiva coming through the mind is manifesting in this way. So as Krishna is saying by Bhagavad Gita, that we have to control the mind, and when the mind is controlled, then he's our best friend. If he's not controlled, he's our biggest enemy. So Narada, so he pacified Kamsa, just like during the marriage he wanted to kill his sister, cousin sister. But then Vasudev, he's also a sober person, devotee of the Lord, he convinced him that don't worry, you don't have to fear of Devaki and myself, but the child is there, he's supposed to kill you, so please be merciful and let her give birth to the children first, and then I will give you all the children. And so then he was convinced, as we know. But then still he was afraid, and every year he killed when the child was born of Devaki. But then the seventh was a miscarriage, so to say, they said. But by the will of the Lord, through Yoga Maya, Rohini Nandan, so was transferred from the womb of Devaki into the womb of Rohini. The Acharyas have explained that actually, at the same time already, Rohini was pregnant. And then Devaki Nandan Balaram, he entered the womb of Rohini and merged into Rohini Nandan. So that the Acharyas have explained. And so Vasudev, then the eighth child, Vasudev, the son of Vasudev and Devaki, he was brought by his father Vasudev to Gokul, and then in Gokul, Vasudev Krishna merged into Yasoda Nandan Krishna, who appeared before, and then his sister Subhadra Yogamaya appeared. But Vasudev, the father of Vasudev Krishna, could not see, because one side she was lying and then giving birth to Krishna, and then she turned and then she also gave birth to Yogamaya, Subhadra. So Krishna, little Krishna, was behind Maria Yashoda. So Vasudev could not see him. So he took the child, the girl, and put his son there. And Vasudev Krishna merged into Nanda Nanda Krishna. And then, as we know, he tried to kill also that girl. But then Yogamaya, of course, cannot be killed. So she flew up in the air and told him again that the eighth child has already appeared and he has gone somewhere else. So he was not exactly knowing what's happening. So the devotees, they are aware of the workings of the Lord, by the mercy of the Lord. Whereas the non-devotees, they are bewildered, completely bewildered. Although some material intelligence may be there to act in this world, but they are not aware of the Supreme Lord and their actual position as servant of the Lord. So therefore also for them it is more difficult to control the mind and senses. But if one is a mode of goodness, then somewhat he can control the mind and the senses. But those in the mode of passion and ignorance, they have great difficulty. And it's a small irritation is there and they become angry. So here also again he picked up his sword and he was ready when Narad told Kamsa that Vasudev Krishna and Balaram, they're actually the children of Nanda Maharaj. He became angry. And so he wanted to kill Vasudev because he entrusted Krishna Balaram to, of course by divine arrangement, to Nanda Maharaj. So as we know, Rohini was also the wife of Vasudev, but she was brought there. Actually, Vasudev, he had not only two wives, but he had 18 wives. But the most well-known are, of course, Devaki and Rohini. So he could not control his anger and he picked up the sword, but then Narad was very expert. Then he advised him that he should not fear Vasudev. Because actually the sons of Vasudev are there to kill him. So why is he attacking Vasudev? Why he wants to kill him? There's no use. And rather also the Acharyas have commented that if he's killing Vasudev, then Krishna and Balaram, they would suddenly hear about that and they would just maybe go somewhere else. Now we know that they're in Braj, but they may go somewhere else. So somehow, so Narada convinced him. Sometimes to convince a person, especially one who is not completely in control of his mind and senses, then one has to, by various means, even sometimes by Diplomacy, one has to try to convince a person. Whereas a devotee or a person in mode of goodness, he can be convinced by simple language, by speaking the truth, by logic. But for others, sometimes one has to be diplomatic. So Kamsa, he restrained himself, but he put Vasudeva and Devaki again into the prison. So, as we know, right after the marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki, and when he heard this voice, then he became so afraid that he put Vasudeva and Devaki in the prison. And they stayed there till the 8th delivery, till Krishna appeared. And then after he was feeling some compassion, and he let them again free for some time. But as explained here, then we heard that when he heard that Krishna and Balaram were entrusted to to Nanda Maharaj by Vasudev, so he came again furious and afraid, and therefore he again put Vasudev and Devaki in the prison. And then Narada Muni, so he recommended to Kamsa also that it would be better to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, and then he can try to arrange something there for Krishna and Balaram to be controlled, or of course Kamsa wanted to kill them. And as it is explained by the Acharya, so after killing Arishtasura, so there was one more demon who came to Braj, that is Keshi demon, the horse demon. And afterwards, finally, Krishna and Balaram, they were brought by Akrura to Mathura. And the Acharyas have explained, actually, Yashoda Nandan, Gopinath and Rohini Nandan, Balaram. So they always stay in Braj. Vrindavan parityajana ekam padam gacchati. Not even one step they're taking out of Braj. But when they are going to the border of Mathura and Vrindavan, then Vasudev, Krishna and Shankarshan Balaram, they become manifest. And Rohini Nandan and Yashoda Nandan become aprakat, unmanifest. The Acharyas have explained. So Kamsa, he agreed to that. He felt that is a good idea, but still, so Kamsa, Keshi was sent, but he was also not able to do anything to Krishna and Balaram. But he was humbled also. He was subdued also. Then after that, finally, they were brought, and as we know that, and it is mentioned here that, because somebody may be saying, why Narada Muni is a devotee, and why is he speaking to Kamsa and revealing the fact, and in this way causing some difficulty in Vasudeva and Devaki? But no, the Acharyas have explained that was actually beneficial, and ultimately it is the Lord's desire, whatever the pure devotees are doing. They are not independent of the Lord's desire. So whether there was a need for Narada Muni to speak in this way, and in this way actually the death of Kamsa would be coming very soon. So that was then explained also by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that Vasudeva actually was grateful to Narada. Because in this way, because Krishna and Balaram, they were staying many, many years in Vrindavan. So Vasudeva and Devaki, they were a little unhappy because they wanted to have the presence of Krishna and Balaram with them. So when Narada Muni spoke to Kamsa in this way to bring Krishna Balaram here, so he was grateful to Narada Muni that he arranged them to be brought to Mathura, And Vasudeva and Devaki, they knew that actually Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Because when Krishna appeared for him, first he appeared in four-armed form. But because they wanted to have the Supreme Lord just like their child, so therefore, so he manifested his two-armed form. He appeared as in a baby form. And that is his pastime, of course. And we should always understand that Krishna's pastimes are there in the spiritual world, in Golok, and in Mathura and Dwarka, and Vasudeva and Devaki and Nanda Baba Yashoda, Ma, they are the eternal associates of Krishna, always performing or being there in the pastimes with the Supreme Lord. But then they, as Krishna is coming to this world, then they also appear in this world to assist in the pastimes of the Lord in this world. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is also pointing out about Narada Muni's wonderful, of course, devotional service, and that actually is known by everyone, all the devotees. Although sometimes in Bharatvasha in India, some persons, they will see Narada Muni as a kind of comical person, always trying to also cause some little rivalry between some persons. Even actually in Krishna's pastime, there's a pastime that one time Krishna told Srimati Radharani, you have to be careful of Narada Muni, because Narada Muni is sometimes coming here and sometimes he's acting in such a way as to cause a little bit some difficulties between even sometimes the devotees. So you be careful. He may also create some difficulty with us. And Radharani thinking, no, how there can be a difficulty between us? Not possible. Anyway, you be careful, I'm telling you. And so after some time, Narada Muni comes, because he comes, he's a transcendental personality and is very powerful, and he can even go to other planets. He's endowed with supernatural powers. So he comes regularly to Braj. So then he saw actually Krishna, and the gopis were there near Nandagaon. There's one small kund, the Lalit kund. And that was actually time of Julan Yatra, the swing festival. So the swing was nicely decorated, just like when we have a festival here also. It is just before Balaram's appearance day, devotees are decorating the swing very beautifully. So the gopis were there decorating the swing, and Lalita was already there also. And so Krishna came. Usually Krishna is late, mostly Krishna is late. But that day it was a little early and Radharani was late. Usually Radharani is on time and Krishna is late. But that day Krishna was on time and Radharani was a little late. So, and then Narada Muni comes and then Krishna sees Narada Muni. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but he's acting just, especially in Braj also, just like only as the son of Nanda Baba, so he's the prince, Yuvraj practically of Braj. So he showed how to respect the great saintly person. So he saw Narada Muni, immediately came there where Narada Muni was and offered obeisances and folded his hands and asked him, what can I do for you, Munivar, the best of the Munis? And Narada Muni said, yes, I want, you want to give me something? Yeah, yes, whatever you want. Please, I will give you. Okay, I want to do something, please. Do me one favor. Yeah, sure, whatever you want, that I will do. Okay, so I see there's a nice swing here, Julan. So you please sit on the swing with Lalita Devi. Okay. Of course, the swing was there for Radhishyam. And then Lalita Devi, no, this is for Radharani. And then Krishna is saying, because the gopis also came there, well, what to do? I mean, Narada Muni is asking, and he's a great Muni, so we should not displease him. And I granted him a wish. So, so whatever he wants, then we should do. So please, please, we have to now be on the swing with me. Oh, no, no, we cannot do that, Lalita, Devi says. That the swing is prepared for Srimati Radharani and you. So then they were arguing a little bit, and Krishna, Narada Muni immediately goes to see Srimati Radharani. And then she was getting ready, doing the makeup, and, hey, what are you doing, Radha? Oh, Narada Muni pranam. You don't know what's happening? What's happening? Oh, Krishna is there nearby, near Lalikund, and Krishna is there, sitting on the swing. And Radharani is there on the swing too, but the place is supposed to be for you, right? So what are you doing there? You're late. And Radharani immediately rushing towards that place. And so in the meantime, Krishna is on the swing because he had promised that he will fulfill, of course, the wish of Narada Muni. And then so Lalita Devi is there, a little unwilling, but then she's also Nayaka, she's also heroine, sometimes together with Krishna. And usually Radharani also doesn't mind so much, but she was a little upset that day. So transcendental man is there, transcendental anger, but still so much love. The love of Srimati Radharani is the most superior, most wonderful. So when she came there, then Krishna and Lalita, the gopis, they see Radharani is there and she's angry. Of course they come down the swing. And then Krishna immediately goes to Radharani and tells her, and she's angry, and tells her, you see Radharani, Radha, I told you before, we have to be careful of Narada Muni. So actually he came here and he asked, and I offered respect to him, and I asked him, what can I do for you? And then he told me, you just sit on the swing and Lalita Devi should be with you. And then he must have gone to see you quickly. And then Radharani, she's saying, oh yes, it is right. And of course then her anger was broken, again was subdued, and she sat on the swing together with Krishna, and the gopis were pushing and pulling the swing, and everything was again wonderful. Sisi Radha Shama Sundar Ki. So, but whatever Narada Muni does, it's actually for the pleasure of Krishna. And of course, Srimati Radharani. So there's no wrong in whatever Narada Muni is doing. And so as we know, so the songs are there also. There's a beautiful song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur explaining about Narada Muni. Narada Muni bhajaya vina radhika ramana name nama amani udita hai bhakata gita same. The great sage Narada plays his Vina, in accompaniment of the chanting of the names of Sri Radhika Raman, and the holy name immediately appears amidst the devotees singing. So Narada Muni is always glorifying the divine couple, and he's chanting the holy names for the pleasure of the Lord. So as we're chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that is explained in the scriptures. So the Raman, Ram, so that may refer to Raman, Radhika Ramana there. So, Patita Pavana Nam, Nistarayana Radhamaha, Radha Krishna Sarupaya, Chaitanyaya Namo Namaha. So, Krishna Nam is most merciful, delivering the fallen conditioned souls, none different from Radha and Krishna. But we take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that we can properly chant the holy names, so we can remember the divine couple. And then especially we should take shelter ultimately of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And then when So Krishna is Vishaya Vigraha, is the Lord of our life. But we have to take shelter of Srimati Radharani, the most exalted of all the associates of Krishna. She's Ashai Vigraha. She's the board of pure love for Krishna. And so, in this regards also, actually Achayas, they have given beautiful songs in regards to Srimati Radharani and taking shelter of her lotus feet. And so, and here in this pastime also of killing Arishtasura and afterwards revealing Shyamakund and Radhakund, and then it is explained so that that Radhakund is not different from Srimati Radharani and Shyamakund is not different from Shyamasundar, and Krishna takes great pleasure in taking bath in Radhakund, and Srimati Radharani takes great pleasure in taking bath in Shyamakund. And so the devotees also, they go there in order to purify themselves. So of course we should do in a very respectful way, going to Radhakund, offering prayer to Guru Gauranga and then Radha Krishna, and then we may take bath respectfully in Radhakund and then Shyamakund. So, and not playing and fooling around in the sacred holy river. So there's a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in regards of taking the shelter of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Radhika Charana Padma, Radhika Charana Padma, Sakala Seyera Sarma, Jatane Yednahi Aradi Laha, Radha Padankita Dama, Brindavana Jaranama, Tajenana Asaya Kari Lom. The meaning is, one who has failed to worship with great care Srimati Radhika's lotus feet, which are the treasure house of all auspiciousness, who has not taken shelter of that abode called Srivindavan, which is decorated with the imprints of Radha's lotus feet, Radhika Bhava Gambira, Chitta Jeva Mahadira, Gana Sangana Koila Jivane, Kemone Se Shamananda, Rasa Sindhu Snananda, Labi Bebuja Oke Kamane. One who in this life has not associated with the devotees of Srimati Radhika, whose moods are deep and grave and whose heart is extremely sober, how will such a person ever experience the bliss of bathing in the ocean of the rasa of ecstatic love for Sri Shyamasundar? Please understand this most carefully. Radhika Ujjala Rasera Charyam Radha Madhava Shuddha Prema Vicharyam. Srimati Radhika is the Acharya of Ujjval Ras, the resplendent mellow of amorous love. So the different relationships are there with Krishna, and the Dasyaras, the servitorship, like Krishna's servants in Nandagaon, who are washing Krishna's cloth, who are taking care of Krishna's hair, sometimes cutting a little bit Krishna's hair, and then also offering the tambul, the palm leaves with betel nut inside. So they have this relationship that Krishna is our Lord and Master, and so we are the servants of Krishna. But that relationship is very, very very sweet also. And Krishna sometimes may embrace them only, but not in front of the superiors, because they are the servants and he is the son of the king of Braj. But there's a loving relationship. What to speak then of Krishna's friends, Sudam, Sridam, Madhumangal, and so on. They're being embraced by Krishna, and they play together with so much fun. And Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, they have the wonderful, most wonderful love for Krishna. And Krishna is very nicely reciprocating. And they're thinking Krishna is our son. But then the Ujjval Ras, that refers to the love of the gopis. Ujjval, most bright and shining, most wonderful love is there between Krishna and the gopis, and especially Srimati Radharani. So the pure prem between Radha and Madhav is meant to be contemplated and discussed, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying. Because in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, most of the acharyas, they are gopis. And Mahaprabhu is the Yugacharya, and he came to give the holy names, the Yuga Dharma, but specifically he came to give the Unadujjala Ras. Anarpita Charim Chirakka Vatinakalo Samarpita Unadujjala Rasam Sabhakti Shriyam, as explained in the invocation to the Chaitanya Chatamrita. Unadujjala Ras. Yedari Lorada Pada Paramajatane Se Pailo Krishna Pada Amulya Ratane. One who takes hold of Sri Radha's lotus feet with great care obtains the priceless jewel of Sri Krishna's lotus feet. Radha Pada Bina Kabu Krishna Nahi Mile Radha Radha Sira Krishna Sarva Vede Bole. Without the lotus feet of Sri Radha, one can never attain Sri Krishna. All the Vedic scriptures declare that Krishna belongs to the maidservants of Radha. Chodata dana jana kalatra sutta mita chodata karama geyana Radha pada pankaja madurata sevana bhakati vinoda paramana. Relinquishing followers, wife, sons and friends, and giving up materialistic activities and speculative knowledge, one should become absorbed in the sweetness of seva to Sri Radha's lotus feet. This is Bhaktivinoda's conviction. So that is explained by the acharyas, that ultimately, so of course, we're performing devotional services, sadhakas, practicing devotees, following Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta, and even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rupa Goswami, chanting the holy names, worshipping the deities, performing Vaidhi Bhakti, following the rules and regulations, trying to understand that we are not this body, we are a spirit soul, trying to control the mind and the senses, trying to have a good relationship with everyone. That is sadak sharir. But then ultimately, seva sadaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi, we should come to the transcendental plane as spirit soul and understand what is our relationship with Krishna. And then we take shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And we take lotus feet of the gopis and the manjaris. So Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. And then, so Radha Dasyam then, by performing spontaneous devotional service, that is then the goal of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, take shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Then we can hope to attain the lotus feet of of Krishna. So there's another song by Narottam Das Thakur. Radhika Charanarenu, Radhika Charanarenu, Bhushana Koriyatanu, Anayase Babe Giri Dadi, Radhika Charanashrayam, Yekare Se Mahashayam, Tare Mui Jao Bali Hadi. So Narottam Das Thakur is praying and saying, decorate your body with the dust of Srimati Radhika's lotus feet, and you will easily attain Giridhari, Shyam. One who takes shelter of Radhika's lotus feet is a great personality, and I heartily glorify such a soul. Jaya Jaya Radhanam Brindavana Jaradham Krishna Sukha Vilasera Niti Eno Radha Gona Gana Nasuni Lombora Kana Banchita Kodi Lombore Vidin. All glories to the name of Radha, whose abode is Sri Vrindavan. She is the repository of loving pastimes that bring happiness to Sri Krishna. If my ears do not hear such a narration of Radha's glories, then destiny has cheated me. Tara bhakta sangha sada rasa lila prema katam yekare se paya ganashyam iate vimukajai tara kabu siddhi nai nai jeno suni tara naam. One who always engages his love-filled discussions of our rasa-laden pastimes with a devotee attains ganashyam. Ganesham is Krishna's name, whose bodily complexion is just like
the dark rain cloud. One who is averse to this will never attain perfection. One who does not want to hear about Radha Krishna's pastimes. So then he's saying, let me not even hear the name of such a person. Krishna nama gane bhai, Radhika charane bhai, Radha nama gane Krishna chandra, Sankshepe kahino kata, Guchao mane rabhyata, Dukamaya anya kata dvanda. Oh brother, by chanting Krishna's name, one attains the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, and by chanting Radha's name, one attains Sri Krishna Chandra. I have briefly spoken advice by which you may dispel the sufferings of your heart. Contradictory words will only lead to pain and sorrow. Sisi Radha Shama Sundar Ki. So today we have a beautiful darshan also. Of course, every day it is beautiful darshan, but according to the scriptures, the Lord is anointed with chandan, as you can see. For 21 days we do for the small deities, but on the first day Anakshatritya for the big deities, and the last 3 days also, then we are anointing the deities with chandan, and you can see the beautiful darshan. And also you can see usually we speak about Shyamasundar, Krishna is blackish in complexion, but here now you see Krishna golden, of course because of chandan. But even at pastime, one time some godbrothers of Prabhupada, because in Mumbai, Jew temple, Krishna is whitish complexion, white marble. And they told Prabhupada, the godbrothers, why you have Krishna white? Krishna is black. And Prabhupada saying, I'm seeing Krishna, Krishna is black. But you're just seeing the stone, you're seeing the marble. So, but it's a pastime also, that Radha Chintaneveshanam Yasya Kante Vilobidasi Krishna Chananam Vande Radha Lingade Vigraham. So pastime is there. And Krishna now is golden complexion, is remembering Srimati Radharani. So when Krishna is remembering Radharani, his complexion is changing and he becomes golden. And actually the pastime is there. Anyone has gone to Imlitala next to the Jamuna? Imlitala, there's a place there where after Ras Lila, Krishna left the Rasa Lila, he went to Sringarvat. There, and of course Radharani had left and Krishna was there and he was decorating Srimati Radharani's hair, Sringarvat. But then he left Radharani also and he went to Imlitala. There's an Imli tree, tamarind tree. And then the gopis, they meet Radharani, oh Krishna is nearby, we have to go and search for him. And Krishna also feeling separation from Radharani, so he's thinking about Srimati Radharani and he's taking golden complexion. And then the gopis, they come looking for Krishna and they see, oh, there's one person there, looks like Krishna. But so the flute was not shown and the peacock feather also was not there and he was there, golden complexion. And they come nearer, who is that person looking like Shyam but he's golden? They come nearer and nearer. Of course, when Radharani is very close to Krishna, then Krishna feels, and then he opens his eyes and he sees Radharani. And so he's singing Radharani, he's forgetting, then he's not thinking about Radharani, and again he's Shyam. And then he understood, oh, Krishna just very wonderfully was so absorbed in Radharani, and therefore his golden complexion. And there's actually indication also of Mahaprabhu's form. So wonderful pastimes are there of the Lord. So when we see a white marble deity of Krishna, we should remember that pastime. Even in Radhakund, that is also explained by the Acharyas, sometimes they're there in the Kunja, and again Krishna absorbed in Radharani, and then he becomes complexion, golden complexion. And then the gopis come inside and they see two golden forms. What is going on here? But then sometimes Radharani is absorbed in remembering Krishna and she is blackish in complexion and Krishna also blackish. So Krishna's wonderful pastimes are there, inconceivable and beyond our understanding, but we should simply hear to these wonderful pastimes and sometimes remember these pastimes, then our life becomes successful. But all the time we should chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Everything is clear. Yes, fine, good. Hare Krishna.